Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. صدق الله العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has blessed this ummah with the beautiful name Ar-Raqib. Al-Raqibu is generally translated as the all-observing one, the all-observing one. That Allah is the one who is watching you all the time, and Allah is the one who is observing you all the time. It comes from the root word raqaba. Raqaba means to watch over something. That is the meaning of raqaba. The meaning of ar-raqibu, when attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see through you. Can see through you. As human beings, Allah has given us this ability that we can hide certain information and we can keep things as a secret until death. That is the nature of insan. Somebody might accuse you of something. You might be guilty, you might not be guilty, who knows. But there are certain things that are inside you and only Allah knows of that. And so Ar-Raqib means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows even the thoughts that enter your heart and exit your heart. There is no machine in this world that can actually scan your heart in a way that it will give you information, or it will retrieve information for you, that this is what this man was thinking, this is what this man wanted to do. Of course there is a lot of machines in the modern world which can scan a lot of things, but to give you that precise information, what is in your mind and what is in your heart, there is no technology. We have that machine also nowadays, that will, the lie detector. Even that can be mastered. Again, you know, subhanallah, there is no proof that what this man is saying 100% it is right or 100% it is wrong. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. Indeed, I have created insan. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ. And we have the knowledge of the vaswasa, of the thoughts that go inside him, the thoughts that are inside him. We have that. Outwardly, a person is looking at someone, nobody knows what this man is thinking. Is it something, can I just ask the two of you that if you want to sit in the bayan, no messing, or otherwise go out, please. People who bring children, the parents are responsible, please. Jazakallah. I appreciate children that come to the masjid, but please don't mess around, don't disturb me, so that I have my full concentration and brothers can listen also. And so, Subhanallah al-Azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ. What actually goes in the heart, Allah has that knowledge. You might have this ability of being a brilliant actor. You can have this ability that in a few seconds, tears may come out. People are brilliant actors. And, you know, one 360 degrees, he is laughing. Again, another turn, 360 degrees, he can show you tears that are crying. So you might be an actor to the world. You might be a brilliant actor, but not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't make that mistake. I am ar-raqib. Who am I? I see through you. I see through you. I know exactly who you are and what you are. No matter what you show dunya and humanity of who you are, your personality, but I know who you really are. Ar-raqib. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah every information about this individual is with Allah. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah is saying, I am closer to you than your windpipe, your jugular vein. Now the last thing that is cut off, that cuts you off from this dunya of alame dunya to alame akhirat, your windpipe. I am closer to you than that. Your body organs in the same body might not have information of what the heart and the mind is communicating. What is in the heart and what is in the mind? Maybe the eyes don't know. Maybe the ears don't know. We have knowledge because the brain, the intelligence, your dimag, your brain is working. That is why as a whole we have this understanding and everything submits to this, subhanAllah, human being. Because Allah has given him the heart and the mind. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am ar-raqib. And this is easy to understand. Some of the youngsters, they drive really fast. And sometimes even people who come from Zambia, they drive very fast. Allah give Jannatul Firdaus to Marhum Musa Rai, who was our Muazzin. And I always would joke with him. I said, Musa Rai, who's still given you the license here? He drives so fast. And he said, Maulana, don't you know, both of us are from Zambia. I said, oh yes, I forgot. Both of us are from Zambia, we drive fast. Now you'll find someone who is young and he is driving and he thinks that he can beat the traffic lights and he crosses the red lights. He crosses the lights thinking it's dark and it's night and nobody has caught him. There's no one behind him, no police, no cars, no nothing. And he feels happy. I'm a good driver. I'm Speedy Gonzales. I'm something. Allah says, accidents happen and people die. Don't trust the machine. You can't trust insan. How can you trust something that is man-made? Allahu Akbar. And then after a few weeks, he gets this brown envelope. In it he sees the picture of his car, the plate number there, the timing, recording, every detail that is there. And the police are there to challenge you, and they even say, if you want to challenge us, you can do that, no problem. But before you do, just remember we've got, you know, a video recording of everything that you have done. And it may have taken half a second or 1 second for you to cross. But at that time the cameras were active and it flashed. And you're caught. No excuse. You're caught. You have to pay the penalty. If that is the dunya that we live in, what about that Allah who is ar-raqib, who sees through you, who Allah is saying that I know exactly what is in your heart, the waswasa. You know, you can be lying to your wife, you can be lying to your children, you can be lying to the imam sahab, you can be lying to the judge, you might be lying to your friends, but you can't lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no way out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, understand my name and improve yourself and do your Islam. Understand who I am. Eventually you will have to stand in front of Ar-Raqib. Ar-Raqib. That is who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Ar-Raqib. Allahu Akbar. What a powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every single thing about that individual. Allah can see through you. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah is saying, not a single word. يَلْفِظ, يَلْفِظ, لَفْظٍ, لَهَا لَفْظ. Any word that comes out from your mouth. So any word that comes out from your mouth, subhanallah, Allah is saying, be careful. Illa ladayhi, there is a watcher. Illa ladayhi raqibun. Whatever comes out, there is a watcher. Atid. And it is recorded immediately. Atid means it is recorded immediately. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And so we have to do muraqabah, we have to meditate, we have to understand this meaning of ar-raqib, of what we do, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And this should apply to us all the time. You talk to someone, you make him a promise, and that man thinks that, you know, this person is genuine. This man is genuine. And you might cry, and you might act in front of him that, you know, everything is down for you and nothing is going right for you, and but Allah knows what is in your heart. Allah knows what is in your heart. A man needs to be genuine in everything what he does. He wants to get married to a woman, he has to be genuine. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Ajib, that this ayat of the Quran of Raqib is actually used when two people get married. When two people get married. This ayat is read. Inna Allaha kana alaykum raqiba. That be careful, the two of you that are saying, Mane kabul kiya, I accept you. That whatever you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of you. Allah knows the family structure. The children that are here must not quickly come to a decision. Oh, my father does this. Oh, my father is this. My mother is this. My mother is that. No. You don't know why your father is doing this. You don't know why your mother is doing this. Maybe you are too young. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-raqib. He knows everything. Now there is one very beautiful example in the Quran that we should understand. One Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, I have written the name of that Sahabi, if I can just. Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Malik. Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Malik. It is good that you have the reference also. And this hadith is in the Mustadrak of Imam al-Haqim in Kitab al-Du'a, in that chapter. Imam al-Haqim. The beautiful kitab that he has written, Al-Mustadrak Al-Sahihain. And Hazrat Sa'd ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. And this Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, shall I not inform you of a dua which is Ism-e-Azam, which is Ism-e-Azam. Now Ism-e-Azam means الَّذِينَ إِذَا دُعِيَ أُسْتُجِيبُ, that if you use certain words and make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that dua. It's like if you have the right key to open the door. MashaAllah, you know that I have the right key and it will open the door. And so there are certain names and certain supplications that work like a key for your dua. And it works like a key, it unlocks your dua in such a way that it puts it in front of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let me tell you of Ism-e-Azam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ism-e-Azam is in the words of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. It is recorded in the Quran what Yunus alayhi salatu wa sallam said. And what did he say? La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimi. How many people know this tasbih? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Sa'd ibn Malik is the narrator, that this ayat of the Quran is Ism-e-Azam. Get in the habit of doing the tasbih. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua. Now this ayat-e-kareema is Ism-e-Azam. But I want to explain to you how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Raqib. This dua that Allah has given to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah had detected this dua in such a way. This dua was of course picked up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way. In the darkness of three veils, Yunus alayhi salatu wa sallam was taken in by this huge fish. Maybe we can say a whale, maybe. But Allah knows which fish it was. And it was night time. It was night time. Now imagine in an ocean, it's night. Allah save us. If there's a plane crash, with the technology that we have, we still don't know what is happening. We still don't know what is happening. It takes us years. In fact, the chapter closes that, well, we can't do nothing. We will assume that all are dead fish. Allah save us. The fish had taken Yunus alayhi salam. And it is said, the Mufassireen have said, the fish was such that it had taken Yunus alayhi salam to the deepest part of the ocean. And where there was no other creature, it was impossible for anything else to survive. It was dark, the darkness of the night. One. The darkness of the night. The darkness of the ocean. Two. The darkness of the ocean. This is what Quran is saying. Three veils. The darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the night. And then the fish is touching the surface. The fish is touching the surface. Nobody is there. Nobody is there. And the darkness of the stomach of that fish, the whale, whatever it was, Allah knows. And there it was down. With this human being, complete, not just an ordinary human being, a Nabi of Allah, Yunus alayhi salam, inside the stomach, Jonah. And Yunus alayhi salatu was salam there understands where he is and understands what has happened to him. And all he says is, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Where is the zamana, the era of Yunus alayhi salam and the era of the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But the Quran identifies for this ummah Ism-e-Azam. The reason why I'm saying this, that imagine, understand how Allah is Ar-Raqib. That who could understand where is where and where is Yunus alayhi salam and what is Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam saying in deep in the ocean inside the stomach. That is why Allah is saying, don't think that because people don't know, I don't know. You can fool the world, but you can't fool me, Allah is saying. I see through you. That is why even the hypocrites and the munafiqeen during the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was scared. And whatever decisions they would do, they would do mashwara and they would say, look, is it wise for us to do this? Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a man that his Lord informs him about everything. Allah informs him about everything. So they were scared. What are we to do? Now, just to finish this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah we need to use this tasbih in the dua that we do. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, in this hadith, a sahabi said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, this Ism-e-Azam dua, is it exclusively for Yunus alayhi salam or even for your ummah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered him by reading the verses of the Quran. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. And we saved him from gham. We know what is gham. Pain, severe pain. Great difficulty. A calamity that comes to a person, that is gham. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. But Allah is saying, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is how we will save the believers. So Allah's Nabi is saying, have you not read the verse of the Quran that this ayat is speaking about the believers? So he understood. Then Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy that he was, he said that if somebody from my ummah is in any kind of difficulty and if he reads this tasbih 40 times, for an example, he is extremely ill. He is extremely ill. Operation hone wala. He is ill. And he reads 40 times this tasbih. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Yunus alayhi salam, the doors were closed. Who is going to be his savior? The deepest part of the ocean, touching the surface. Night, in the mouth, in the stomach. How is he to survive? Death was imminent. But one tasbih made the impossible possible. Made the impossible possible. So Allah is saying, read this tasbih. And imagine if somebody is not well. If they read this tasbih 40 times, in the hadith it comes. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if Allah has decreed for him death, if Allah has decreed for him death, then he will die. But that will be the death of a shaheed. That will be the death of a shaheed. However, if death is not written for him, then immediately Allah will give him shifa. And Allah will give him shifa in such a way that he will be granted shifa and all of his past sins will be forgiven. All of his past sins will be forgiven. Barakat of reading لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ها من يتعلم؟ اسم عظم كتاب الدعاء المستدرك للحاكم حضرت سعد بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه الزنري. حضرت سعد بن مالك is the narrator. Now الرقيب, before we conclude, الرقيب also has another meaning to it. Not only is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all observing, that he knows exactly what you're doing, but at the same time with observing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also protecting you. So it has two meanings. Allah is watching you and Allah is also protecting you. For example, if you look at the human body, naturally Allah has created insan in such a way that he is protected. Allah has given insan the rib cage. What is it? Protecting the heart, the liver, the kidneys, everything inside. So the first blow that if a man takes, it's with the bones, the rib cage. If you look at the eyes, so powerful. Imagine if Allah had put the eyes here. No protection. Playing cricket, playing football, and if he wants to header, and if the ball hits the eyes damaged. The eyes damaged. A couple. Finished. But Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the eyes in the right socket, the right fittings, not even spoiling his beauty. Imagine if your eyes were to pop out, how you would look. The person would look ugly. But Allah has fitted the eyes properly inside. At the first impact, it's this, the upper part and the lower part that takes the blow. Your eyes, 99% of the time it is saved. 99% of the time. The human body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-raqib in a sense that he is protecting you from the shaitan. Shaitan, his creation is more powerful in a sense that he is more strong than insan. Shaitan, jinns are more strong than the insan. They can harm insan if they want. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-raqib. Also at the same time, protection is given. Now some people say that, well, in this dunya, a lot of difficulty and a lot of harm comes to us. Remember that the harm that comes to you in this dunya is a source of rahmat, is a source of mercy. Why? This harm that comes to you, difficulty comes to you in this dunya, will be compensation and a means of protection for you in the hereafter. So Allah will protect you from hellfire. What will Allah do? Protect you from? So He is Ar-Raqib, the one who gives you protection. Because you have Iman, Allah is granting us protection that no matter what comes to you, ultimately, Allah wants to protect you from hellfire. Allah wants to protect you from hellfire. So it has two meanings. Ar-Raqib, that Allah can see through you, all observing. And Allah is also protecting you. Now, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, just a few more minutes, brother. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi. Wallahi lazim, my respected brothers. These durus, these dars, in the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these programs are enough for a person to rectify himself. If a man has the right intention, this is actually gold that is being given. What can I say? What examples can I give? Somebody gave you, you know, 50 million pounds in cash, take it. Now we would look after it. These are the words of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, opening up the haqiqat of who you are. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that any man who meditates and does muraqabah and ponders upon this one name of Allah, Ar-Raqib, Ar-Raqib, then Allah will open the maqam, the level of ihsan for him. Allah will open the level of ihsan. Now we know that, of course, nobody can be a sahabi. Can anybody be a sahabi? No. Allah says, nobody can be a prophet also. But just to reiterate, that is our aqeedah. Nobody can be a Nabi. Allah's Nabi is the last Nabi. And nobody can be a Sahabi, because Sahabi is that who has seen Huzur alayhi salam. However, a person can be from amongst the Muhsineen. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves the quality of ahsan in a person, that everything that he does is in the most beautiful manner. Everything what he does is in the most beautiful manner in accordance to Sharia. That is maqam-e ahsan. Imam Ghazali is saying, when a person ponders upon this name and does muraqabah, that Allah is ar-raqib, Allah is ar-raqib, that Allah is watching, Allah will grant him the maqam of ahsan. Now what is ahsan? A sahabi asked Huzur alayhi salam, mal ahsan, O Nabi of Allah, what is ahsan? Understand what an honor it is. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ahsan is an ta'abudu Allah ka'annaka tarah, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهْ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاهْ. That you worship Allah in such a way that you can see Allah. That you worship Allah in such a way that you can see Allah. That is the first and the highest level. The second level is, if you can't see Allah, then be sure that Allah can see you. Now of course, as human beings, we can't see Allah. We can't see Allah. What the meaning is, that understand that he is ar-raqib. Ar-raqib means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything of you, whatever you are doing. And that means you are with Allah all the time. So when one says that you can see Allah, it means that you can feel the presence of Allah. You can feel the presence of Allah, that you know that he is with you all the time. That is the meaning of ar-raqib. That is the meaning of ar-raqib. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Something which is very, very important. That is why our mashayikh and our ulama, what they do is that they make people masters in one science which is called zikrullah. What is it called? Zikrullah. And in zikrullah there is one thing what is called muraqabah. What is it called? Muraqabah comes from the same word ar-raqib. Ar-raqibu, it comes from the same word. Raqaba, yuraqibu, muraqaba. It comes from the same word. And muraqaba means that you have a two-way connection, where a person is watchful and he is watching his heart, and what he wants is that only that Allah who is ar-raqib should occupy the heart and nobody else should enter the heart. When a person reaches that level, that science, by mastering, that is why there is this beautiful call of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was speaking to his people and he said to the people that, why don't you people speak with Allah frequently? Why don't you people speak with Allah frequently? So they said, O Nabi of Allah, Isa alayhi salam, how can we speak with Allah? Isa alayhi salam said, when you don't speak with the people, then speak with Allah, speak to Allah with your heart. Speak to Allah with your heart. The only organ in the body, the only organ in the body that has the ability to literally do the zikr of Allah is the heart. The problem with us is we don't understand. Why we don't understand? Because we are not interested. One, what is it? Not interested. Number two, we are people who don't have qadar. Be-qadar lo. We don't value anything. And number three, when we hear a bayan and we get excited, we will do it for 1, 2, 3, 4 days, then the battery is flat. This is what we do. Then you say to your wife, love you, love you, love you, love you. After 2, 3 years, no love you, no love you, no love you. So in some picture, you know, battery is flat. Allahu Akbar. But our mashayikh, ajeeb. Ajeeb people. And I want to give you my own experience of this. My sheikh, who has passed away, his name was Peer Ghulam Habib Naqshbandi. What was his name? He was from the Naqshbandi silsila chain, in which they actually do this exercise of tasawwuf. The really pious man. He was the Buzrug of Chakwal in Pakistan. And he has traveled the world. He has traveled the world. How many Hajj he did? Extremely beautiful, Nurani. I have not seen anybody as handsome as he is. And I have probably mentioned this. We were once in the early 80s. We went to receive him in Manchester Airport. And Hazrat would come and he would carry an asa like this, the stick of Musa alayhi salam. And where you have the arrivals and everybody is coming out. So you have all sorts of people that are coming out. And then you see this man wearing white pagri and white jabba and white himself and a stick. And an old man with a long beard and he comes out. And I was standing in front of a group of people, one couple were in front of me. And she said, "Oh my God, Moses is here." I could actually hear that. "Oh my God, Moses is here." And I knew, I said, "This must be Hazrat." And subhanAllah, these were incredible people. We have underestimated our ulama and the works they have done. There's these people who are quiet. Maybe they don't know a word of English or any other language, but their connection with Allah is phenomenal. That is why they are powerful. And when he came, and you see that non-Muslims were attracted to him and they were flocking to him. Wow, look at this man. Who is this man? Who is he? Who is this man? And imagine, if this was the ummati of Huzur alayhi salam, how must have been Muhammad Mustafa? Imagine the scene when he came to Madinatul Munawwar. Imagine that scene when the greatest rabbi of Madinatul Munawwara, the Jewish alim, Abdullah ibn Salam, no one was like him. When thousands went out to receive him, Abdullah ibn Salam would climb the tree of a tree that was there, and the aunties were there downstairs in the yard. And there, Abdullah ibn Salam says, "My first glance at the face of this man, who the Arabs took as Rasulullah." And he says that I was on the tree looking at his face, but Iman entered in my heart. Nobody told me. It was just the face of Muhammad Mustafa. "Innahu laysa wajhun kadhabun." His face is not the face of an imposter. Allah Akbar. These were great people who mastered the name of Allah. And they kept their hearts pure and clean. It is achievable. You and I can, anybody can do it. That is why even Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi says, every time a person should set out a time in a day, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and let him do muraqabah, and let him sit and look at his heart, and slowly, it may take 1 year, but you will, the more you do, you will perfect yourself in the best way, and you will hear the name of Allah. Akhir, there was an opportunity that when we were very young in the madrasa, alhamdulillah, I had an opportunity to actually do mu'anaka with Peer Sahib. He was such a man that people gave him a nickname that he was Peer Sahib. He was just a man, people said Peer Sahib, but that's how he looked. In Madinatul Munawwara, when he came to Masjid-e-Nabwi, the tight security that is there, he would sit, he had a special place. Alhamdulillah, I got back to him in Masjid-e-Nabwi. So he would sit there, just sitting there, hundreds would sit around him. So the police would come, they've got cameras, and they said, "Who is this man? You know, why has he got such a big following?" So one day they took him, and so he said to the police, "I don't know anybody there. Who are these people? I don't know." And so the ulama of Madinatul Munawwara, when they looked at him and they said, no, mate, when this man sits, let the people sit around him. It is better for people to sit around him. It is better for people to sit around him. That is who he was. And so when we did mu'anaka with him, I am in the house of Allah, you could actually hear the heart pounding and hitting your heart, like as if somebody is giving you, it's electrocuting you, and it's actually saying Allah, 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 and thumping you hard. It was an ajeeb experience which no man can ever experience unless he goes through that. This is why our mashayikh, they say that what we have, nobody has got, but nobody knows about it. Nobody wants to do it. So alhamdulillah, al-Raqibu is a very, very powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the one who is watching us, observing us, and Allah is the one who is giving us complete protection. If you people give me permission, and if you people don't mind, can we do muraqabah for a few minutes and then do dua all the time? At least, mashallah, this might be one excuse and bahana to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give so much time to, you know, the mobile phone, WhatsApp. We were about to read the Quran, WhatsApp, or on the phone. We give time to this person in dunya, that person in dunya, that person in dunya. Let us give few minutes, 3-4 minutes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make the heart pure. And so the procedure is very simple. So the heart is on your left side. And so what you do is you just close your eyes, say nothing with your tongue. Say nothing with your tongue. Because you want the heart to speak out. And what you do is that you concentrate and think that Allah is Ar-Raqib. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi says, when you do muraqabah, think that Allah is As-Sami', Allah can hear everything. Think Allah is Al-Basir, that Allah can see everything. Think Allah is Al-Aleem, that Allah knows everything. Think Allah is Al-Hafiz and Al-Raqib, that Allah is the one who can see through me what a hypocrite I am, and Allah, I am asking you to cleanse my heart and to remove this filth from my heart, and Allah, make me pure, and let your nur, that is your name and your zat, to enter the heart, and let a person reach that level which we know as maqam-e-ihsan. Nobody should underestimate himself. Remember, this is not any kind of bid'ah. I don't have time, otherwise I will even explain to you. If this is bid'ah, then Bukhari Sharif is bid'ah. What is it? Was there Bukhari Sharif in the time of Huzur alayhi salam? I'm asking, was there? Are you people doubting me or what? Some people are saying, we don't know. Why, do you guys know if there was Bukhari Sharif even in the time? Of course not. Imam Bukhari was born later on. So somebody might say, oh well, Bukhari was not in the time of Huzur alayhi salam. Nurani Qaida, you know we teach our children, Nurani Qaida. You know we teach our children Maktab, Ahsanul Qawaid, and Urdu Kitab. So all that is also bid'ah. What is it? This is not bid'ah. These are tools to achieve the goal. What is it? And anything which are considered as tools to achieve the ultimate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are accepted, not only accepted, but the best thing a person can do. So let's not be narrow-minded brothers, and let's have a vision. They are ulama, mashallah, here, who are explaining. So what you do, very comfortably sit for a few minutes. I won't take much of your time, but inshallah, enjoy this session and concentrate and think that your heart is to your left side and that the heart is beating the name of Allah. It is appreciating the blessings that Allah has given us, and that the rahmat of Allah descends all the time, and it is gathering in the heart, and in appreciation we are to say Allah, Allah, Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم عافنا، اللهم ارحمنا، اللهم عافنا، اللهم ارحمنا، اللهم عافنا، اللهم ارحمنا، اللهم عافنا، اللهم ارحمنا. يا رقيب يا رقيب يا رقيب يا رقيب يا رقيب يا رقيب، يا حفيظ يا حفيظ، يا رقيب يا حفيظ، يا رقيب يا حفيظ. يا الله يا رحمن، يا الله شام کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما. اللہ کریم شام کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما. اللہ کریم عراق کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما. اللہ کریم مسلمان کی حالت یا اللہ بہت بری حالت ہے مالک، تو ہی ایک ہے، ہمارا ایک سہارا ہے. اللہ کریم ہم چاہتے بھی ہے کہ ہم ایک ہو جائے، لیکن شیطان ہمیں ایک ہونے نہیں دیتا. اللہ کریم ہم پھنس گئے ہیں. اللہ کریم، اللہ کریم اس دنیا نے ہمیں پھنسا دیا ہے، اے مالک اس دنیا نے ہمیں پھنسا دیا ہے. اللہ کریم شیطان نے ہمیں پھنسا دیا ہے. اللہ کریم ہم نے اپنے آپ کو رسوا کر دیا ہے، اے مالک ہم نے اپنے آپ کو رسوا کر دیا ہے. یا رحمان یا رحیم، یا اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما. اللہ کریم تو ہماری حفاظت فرما. اللہ کریم آج ہم رات کو سو جائیں گے، ہمارے بچے یا اللہ ہماری آنکھوں کے سامنے ہوں گے. اللہ کریم ان کا ایک ایک کمرہ ہوگا، وہ آرام کی نیند سو جائیں گے. اللہ کریم لیکن اس امت کے بچے یا اللہ رات کے وقت شام میں یا اللہ ان کا کیا ہوگا. اللہ کریم تو ہی ان کا محافظ ہے. اللہ کریم تو ہی ان کا محافظ ہے. اللہ کریم غیب سے تو ان کی مدد فرما. اے مالک غیب سے ان کی تو مدد فرما. اللہ کریم غیب سے تو ان کی مدد فرما. اللہ کریم نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے وسیلے سے تو ان کی مدد فرما. اللہ کریم تیرے پیارے حبیب کے وسیلے سے تو ان کی مدد فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.